Lord, we just pray that you'll help us this afternoon.
主啊，我们祷告，今天下午您来帮助我们。
Lord, we're going to be studying the Bible, but if we didn't have the Holy Spirit to help us, we'd be wasting our time.
所以主啊，我们要开始学习圣经，如果没有啊您的圣灵来帮助我们，我们就是在浪费时间。
But you have promised to teach us through the Holy Spirit, and that promise is what we claim right now.
所以呢，您应许了我们，您的圣灵要来教导我们，所以我们现在就祈求这样的应许。
Open our understanding, we pray. Open our hearts and cause us to obey. We ask these things in Jesus' name.
所以打开我们的思路，打开我们的心，引起我们来顺服，我们祷告和祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen.
Amen.
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 All right. Well, again, nice to see you all. Some of you we see often. Some of you have just started joining us, and we're delighted that you're part of our group as well.
所以你们有些人呢是经常参加我们这个学习，有些人是刚刚加入的，所以无论怎么样，我们都非常高兴的来看到你们来加入这样的圣经学习。
We've been going through the book of Hebrews on Tuesday afternoons.
一星期二的下午呢，我们一直在学习希伯来书。
And the book of Hebrews is a very valuable book because it tells us about the truth of the Old Testament. And then it also tells us how that relates to the truth of the New Testament.
所以希伯来书呢，实际上是一本有非常有价值的书，它告诉我们在旧约里发生的什么，同样告诉我们旧约的事情怎么样和新约联系起来。
In summary, the teaching of the Old Testament is good. The teaching of the New Testament is better in that it completes the teaching of the Old Testament.
所以他总结出来的呢，旧约的教导呢是对的，但是呢，新约的教导更好，因为新约它完成了旧约的教导。
The Jewish way of ceremonial approach to God was good. It's just that it did not work sufficiently.
所以旧约的呢，他们那个仪式呢，来到神面前的仪式呢是好的，但是呢，他只是说没有足够的达到那个要求。
So the New Testament way, the Lord Jesus Christ was mandatory. We had to have the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，在新约里呢，我们的主耶稣基督呢，他是那个必须的，我们必须有主耶稣基督。
And so you remember that I've been saying that the book of Hebrews was written so that when a Jewish person had to decide whether to go back to the temple or up to the gospel chapel, he knew what to do and why.
所以呢，希伯来书写出来呢，我告诉过大家，是因为当时的犹太人呢，他们是要做出一个决定，他们是否就是回到他们的旧的那个圣殿里呢，还是来到新约的教堂里呢？这个希伯来书告诉他们为什么要这么去做。
And in particular, the writer to the Hebrews in the section we're studying, he says there was a tabernacle, a temple that God ordained for people to worship at.
所以呢，实际上呢，这个希伯来书的作者告诉我们，就像我们现在正在学习的一样，他说呢，神呢是有一个圣殿或者是一个帐幕是要我们去敬拜的。
But he's also saying there is a more perfect tabernacle elsewhere.
所以呢，他这个作者同样说呢，有一个更加完美的那个帐幕在其他的某个地方。
The temporary tabernacle was in the wilderness. It was the temple in Jerusalem, but the eternal tabernacle was in heaven long before there ever was a tabernacle in the wilderness.
所以这个临时的帐幕呢，是当时在旷野的， 后来在耶路撒冷的那个圣殿，但是有一个永恒的圣殿呢，永恒的那个帐幕呢，是在那旷野里有帐幕之前就一直存在着。
Therefore, he's comparing these two. He says the one is a good picture, but the other is the reality.
所以然后呢，这个作者就把这两个做了一个比较。这个呢是只是一个画面，另外一个呢才是真实的。
And there were many details associated with the picture, but there is one detail associated with the heavenly picture, and that is the reality to which all the others look.
实际上呢，他说呢，在那个地上的那个呢，帐幕呢是有很多的细节，但是呢，在那个天上的那个，它只有一个细节，那个细节就是说地上的。这个帐幕呢，它反映出在天上那个帐幕相关的一些事情。
All right, so chapter 9 of Hebrews, I haven't told you that yet. We're in Hebrews chapter 9. We're going to start reading at verse 1. We got up to that verse last week.
实际上呢，他还没跟大家讲，我们是在学习希伯来书第九章，第九章的第一节，上个星期我们已经学到这里了。
Now it says the first covenant.That is the contract that God made with Israel at Sinai. They said, all the Lord has said to us, we will do. That was the first covenant, and that resulted in the tabernacle.
第一节讲的是原来全约有以外的条例和属世界的圣幕，所以这里讲的呢，所有都是在旧约里边的那些条例和所有的指向这个圣幕。
So he's briefly going to describe that for us now. And he says the first covenant had regulations for worship and also an earthly sanctuary or a tabernacle where people could meet.
实际上这里讲到的第一节他解释一下，那时全约确实有侍奉神的条例和一个属世界的圣所，这里就是人们相会的地方。
Verse 2, he says, a tabernacle was set up in its first room. There was a lampstand, the table, and the consecrated bread. This was called the holy place.
第二节讲的，因为有预备的帐幕，头一层叫圣所，里面有灯、灯台、桌子和陈设品。
You know, God established the tabernacle, and he had a holy place.And in it were these fixtures.
实际上你知道神呢设立了帐幕，在一个地方呢，头一层叫圣所的呢，就是有这样的东西陈设在里面。
But you remember there was a curtain, a veil between the open area of the tabernacle and the holy place. And then there was another veil between the holy place and the most holy place.
你们大家要知道呢，这实际上呢，在那个头一层里面呢，和圣所之间呢，有一个帐幕，有一个帘子把它挡着的。实际上在里面呢，还有一层帘子，这个帘子呢是分开圣所和那个至圣所之间的。
So he says now behind this second curtain was a room called the most holy place, the holy place and the most holy place.
实际上在第三节里讲的第二幔子后面又有一层帐幕叫做至圣所，所以这里面呢有一个圣所，另外一个呢叫至圣所。
And this had the golden altar of incense and the gold covered ark of the covenant. And this ark contained the gold jar of manna, Aaron's rod that had budded, and the stone tablets of the covenant.
第四节讲呢，在这一层里有金香炉，或者说是坛，有包金的约柜，柜里有圣马拉的金罐和亚伦发个芽的杖，并两块约板。
And he goes on to say, above the ark were the cherubim of glory, overshadowing the place of atonement. But we cannot discuss these things in detail now.
也就是说，柜上面有荣耀基路伯的。引照着诗人做这几件我现在不能一一细说。
So what are you going to do when you get to heaven?
当你去到天堂以后你会做什么呢？
Among other things, you'll find the writer to the Hebrews, and you'll sit down beside him, and you'll say, all right, I want to discuss these things now. Okay? I want to know what it's all about. You didn't tell us. I want to know what it's all about.
除了你到天堂除了做其他事情以外呢，有一件呢，你还找到这个希伯来书的作者，你跟他说呢，你在希伯来书你没有细细跟我们说，我现在就要你跟我说，我现在就想知道。
All right, but verse 6 says, when everything had been arranged like this, the priests entered regularly into the outer room to carry on their sanctuary, their ministry.
第六节说呢，这些物件既如此预备齐了，众祭司就常进头一层帐幕行拜神的礼。So
that makes sense. The rooms were set up in order to be used, and according to the regulations of God, they were used. The outer room, every day, the priests would come in to do their ministry.
实际上呢，这里呢讲起来呢是有道理的，因为这些物件它既然预备齐了，那众祭司呢就常进头一层帐幕去服侍神的礼。You'll
remember in the beginning of the book of Luke, the story about Zechariah, the priest, and he was in the holy place doing the work of God as the priest had to do.
因为大家都记得《路加福音》的第一章，那个叫撒加利亚的那个人，他实际上呢，他是个祭司，他那个时候正在那个至圣所里做他的服事。He
was just doing what you would get and what you're told he was doing here in verse 6.
他就是说在做那些事儿，就是在第六节里告诉我们他要做的事儿。But
that was the holy place. Verse 7 says, but only the high priest entered the inner room, the most holy place, and that only once a year, and never without blood, which he offered for himself and for the sins of the people that they had committed in ignorance.
刚才讲的是至圣所，第七节讲的是对于第二次帐幕，唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去，没有不带着血为自己和百姓过错献上。
So here you have the holy place, the most holy place. You have the regulations, and everything was done exactly as was prescribed.
实际上这里呢，你有一个圣所和至圣所，在至圣所呢，所有的一切都预备好了，就像描述的那样。
And into the most holy place, that's where the Lord Jesus, sorry, that's where the high priest went once a year.
那个至圣所呢，那个的地方呢，只有最大的大祭司一年才能进去一次。
He went in, he carried the blood with him.
他进去的时候呢，他带着血和他一起。
And he sprinkled the blood on the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat before the Lord. He sprinkled it as a sacrifice for himself and for the people of Israel whom he represented.
所以他把那个血呢撒在那个施恩座的宝座上，然后这些呢这样做呢是为了他自己的罪和他代表的百姓的罪献上。
He did that once a year because the job wasn't complete. All he did was cover sin for another year.
因为他那个大祭司呢，一年只做一次。为什么一年要做一次呢？因为是他的工作并没有完成，他那么做只是遮盖了他们的罪。
And of course, if the sin wasn't covered every year, then the people were not covered. They weren't forgiven ever, but at least judgment was postponed another year because of what the Lord, the high priest did on the Day of Atonement.
所以当时因为他们的罪呢，他们一年呢，那个大祭司进去一次，只是说暂时的把他们的罪遮盖一年，只是把那个审判延时了一年，所以呢，他们每年都要那么做，做呢只是为了遮盖大祭司自己和百姓的罪。
So if you were Jewish and you believed in the Jewish Old Testament law, you'd be in real trouble today, wouldn't you?
因为如果你是个犹太人，你相信犹太人的那个旧约里的律法，那么今天你就有麻烦了，是不是？
Because the high priest was supposed to go in once a year with blood to defer the judgment of sin, and frankly, he hasn't been able to go in for almost 2,000 years.
所以呢，大祭司呢，他应该每年就进去那个至圣所一次，来延时对他们罪的审判。但是2000多年来没有大祭司进去过。
You would say we got a problem.
你会说我们有大麻烦了。
Our problem is not just that we haven't had the sin covered for 1 year, for 2,000 years. That's a long way behind schedule, in case you're wondering.
所以实际上呢，你觉得呢？我们现在没有那个人为来遮盖我们的罪，我们的这个罪不仅是不是说一年没有遮盖，2000年都没有遮盖，这个是往后延的太多了，所以我们有大麻烦了。
It's like going to the landlord. The landlord said, "Did you pay rent?"
所以这项就是你去找那个地主，地主说你付了租金吗？
You say, well, no, I didn't pay rent. I'm a little behind in my rent.
所以你说我并没有付租金，我的租金呢也往后拖一拖吧。
The landlord says, how much behind? 1 month? 2 months? 3 months behind in your rent?
所以那个物主说呢，你那多长时间没交租了？一个月、两个月，还是一年以后没都没交了？
You say, no. We're just about 2,000 years behind in our rent.
所以呢，你说不是，我也2000多年没有付租金了。
Something seriously wrong.
于是呢，很严重，也错了。
All right, verse number 8. The Holy Spirit was showing by this that the way into the most holy place had not yet been completely disclosed as long as the first tabernacle was standing.
第八节说圣灵用此指明头一层帐幕仍存在的时候进入至圣所的路还未显明。
This all said that the ceremony was inadequate.
所以呢，这里总是讲的这个仪式呢，它并不足够。
Now verse 9, this is an illustration for the present time, indicating that the gifts and sacrifices being offered were not able to cleanse or to clear the conscience of the worker, the worshiper.
所以第九节说呢，头一层的帐幕做现今的一样的表样，所献的礼物和祭物，就着良心说，就不能叫礼拜的人得以完全。
Okay. Two proofs or two elements now. Number one, even when the tabernacle was operating, the worship of the tabernacle was incomplete because they had to go back every year and repeat it.
这里面有两个因素。第一个因素呢，就是说呢，就算那个圣殿现在还开着，他们每年进去呢，去做那样的献祭呢，实际上也是不足够的，因为他们每年都隔一年，每年都要进去。
But of course, it's far worse today because the priests haven't been going back every year to repeat it.
所以第二个呢，就是今天呢，甚至更糟糕，因为那个大祭司呢，2000多年来从来没进去过。
At least in the old days, they went through the ceremony.
在那个旧的时候呢，实际上他们呢，每年都去一次。
But now they don't even go through the ceremony.
但现在呢，他们根本就是连那种仪式都没有。
You'd end up saying it's a pretty flimsy religion. The foundation of the religion isn't working.
所以这里想呢，这个宗教呢，并不是一个很有效的宗教，因为宗教的基石呢，现在并没有，都已经没有了。
And he says this about the Old Testament sacrifices. Verse 10. They are only a matter of food and drink and various ceremonial washings. External regulations applying until the time of the new order.
第十节讲的这些事连那饮食和诸般洗劫的规矩都不过是肉体的条例，命定的振兴的时候为止。
They never were permanent. They never were complete. They were only interim steps, but the problem was that even those steps have not gone along, have not been followed now.
实际上呢，这里呢，它从来都不是说永久的，也从来没有得到完全，所以他们实际上就是这一步一步的在往前走。
So this is not only a picture between the Christian faith and the ancient Hebrew faith, but it's a picture of Christian faith against all other faiths.
这个也不仅仅是说基督徒的信心和那个古老的那希伯来信徒的信心的比较，而是基督徒的信心和其他的世界上所有其他宗教的信心的一个比较。Somebody
says, I've got my own religion.
有些人说呢，我有自己的宗教。What
do you say? You say that's very good. Does it work?
你说是啊，那个你有宗教挺好的，但是那个有用吗？
And they might say, well, I hope so.
他们可以说,
you might say, well, that doesn't sound very good. What is it that does work in your religion?
所以呢，你就说，那这个听起来好像不怎么好。那么你的宗教里面有什么是有用的呢？
And you're not going to get a very good answer because you know, they know it does not work.
因为你可能从来不会得到很好的答案，因为你知道他们也知道这个从来是没有什么用的。You
ask them, how do you get your sins forgiven?
你问他们你的罪怎么得到赦免？
And most religions say, you don't, you just, if you follow our religion, you might get a little better.
所以呢，他说你的罪不会得到赦免，如果你跟随我们的宗教呢，你可能稍微变得好一点。
Okay. Christianity doesn't say, I'm going to make you better. Christianity says, I'm going to, by the blood of Jesus, I'm going to forgive your sins and give you eternal life. That's not better, that's best.
基督精神呢，并不是说呢，我会把你变得更好一点。基督精神说呢，我们就是基督的宝血，我们会原谅，就是饶恕你所有的罪，然后给你。 永恒的生命，这不仅仅是好一点，而且是就是最好的。
All right, so it's all the first part of this chapter is just saying the Old Testament way was a sign to lead you in the right direction.
这里呢，这一本书的前半部分呢，主要是告诉我们那个旧约的那些仪式呢，只是说一个。 标志带领你到一个正确的方向去。
I can imagine the story of a man who said, I'm going to go to Los Angeles for a vacation.
因为我在想这么一个故事，一个人说呢，他要去洛杉矶度假。
So he gets in the car and he drives along and he sees a sign on the highway with a pointer and it says, Los Angeles.
现在他开始开他的车上了路，上了高速公路以后呢，他看见有一个标志，标志上呢写着说这个方向去洛杉矶。So
the man gets out of his car and takes a picture of himself standing under the sign that says Los Angeles.
然后那个人呢，他从车上下来，然后把那个标志呢照了一个相，照了一个相说这个相就是去洛杉矶的。
And somebody says to him when he gets home, he says, did you go to Los Angeles? Oh, yeah, he said, I went.
今天然后他就回家了。有些人问他说，你去了洛杉矶吗？他说我去了。
He said, what was it like? And the man pulls out the picture and shows him standing under the sign that says Los Angeles.
然后呢，他说洛杉矶长什么样？然后那个人就把他照片拿出来给他看，说你看，这就是洛杉矶，指着去洛杉矶的方向。
You would say, you're crazy, man. That's not Los Angeles. That's just a picture pointing to Los Angeles.
你可以跟他说你这个人有毛病吧。这个这不是洛杉矶，这只是指当洛杉矶的一个标志。
The Old Testament is a picture pointing to Jesus.
所以呢，旧约呢，它实际上是一个画面，它指向了主耶稣。
You don't need the sign, you need Jesus.
你不需要那个标志，你需要的是主耶稣。
So what is the reality? Verse 11.
所以什么是真实的呢？第十一节。
When Christ came as a high priest of the good things that are to come or already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not man-made, that is to say, not a part of this creation.
第十一节说呢，但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司。经过了更大、更全备的帐幕，不是人手造的，也不是守护这个世界。
Okay, so when Christ came, he came as a high priest of good things here and to come.
所以当主耶稣基督来了的时候呢，他来了，他来了是作为那个将来要做那些美事的大祭司。
Would you remember always?Jesus is the high priest of good things.
所以大家要记住，主耶稣基督呢，他是大祭司，他永远是那些做美事的大祭司。
Not bad things.
并不做坏事。
Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. That's good stuff.
所以呢，使徒保罗呢，他说呢，我并不以传福音为耻，因为那是神的大能给每一个人救恩的那样的一个信息。
Now he says two things about where the Lord Jesus Christ is serving. Number one, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle. Number two, number one.What his work is far greater than the work that Aaron could ever do.
这里有两件事，第一件事呢，就是在主耶稣基督所做的工呢，是远远比那个亚伦所做的工要伟大的多。第二件呢，就是他是进入了那个更伟大、更完全的帐幕。
And it is based on the more perfect tabernacle that is in heaven.
因为这个是基于在那个天堂里的那个更完美的那个帐幕。
Verse 12, Jesus did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves. He entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
第十二节呢，就是说呢，主耶稣并不是用山羊和牛犊的血，而是用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，就成了永远救赎的事。
That's the summary of what the Lord Jesus Christ did when he died on the cross.
这就是主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死的事情做了一个总结。
Jesus didn't die on the cross with the blood of some goats, and the blood of some bullocks or some sheep.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他在十字架上死呢，并不是说是也为了一些山羊和牛犊的血。
He entered on the basis of his own blood.
所以呢，主耶稣进入呢，是用他自己的宝血。
And you remember that blood spilled down onto the ground?
所以呢，你记住那个血呢，它是一直流到地上。
Was it in vain?
它是白流的吗
？No.Wasn't in vain. He entered on the basis of his own blood. If he brought the blood of bulls and goats, that would have been nice. Wouldn't have done anything. Would have deferred, could have deferred judgment for a few more months, but he didn't do that. He entered with the blood of his own blood.
现在如果主耶稣基督呢，他是用自己的血进入圣所的。他如果说他只是带一些牛羊的血进入去呢， 那个呢，实际上就是没什么用，它只是延时了那个审判得罪的审判几个月而已。但主耶稣基督并没有那样做，他是带着自己的血进入神所成了永远的赎罪。
And the high priest went into the most holy place once a year, so Jesus went into the most holy place once, not once a year. He did it just once.
因为那个大祭司呢，进入至圣所那一年一次，但主耶稣基督呢，他并不是说进去一年一次，他只进去一次就成了。And
in so doing, he did it having obtained eternal redemption.
所以呢，主耶稣这么做呢，就为我们成就了永远的救赎。
How did he get in there?
他怎么进去呢？
Well, he brought his own blood in.
他带着自己的宝血进去。
What did his blood signify?
他的那个宝血代表着什么？
That blood had purchased eternal redemption for all the people who believed in Jesus.
所以呢，他带进去的那个宝血呢，就成就了，是为那些所有的信主耶稣基督的人呢，成了永远的救赎。
And if I'd been standing at the door that day, I would have said hallelujah.
如果我那一天站在那个至圣所的门口呢，我就会说hallelujah。
Why? Because Jesus got to go in because he'd already paid the price to get in.
为什么呢？因为主耶稣基督他进去，他已经为那个。
But when he went in for himself and for us. He had no sin. He did not need to go in for sin for himself. But he went in for us, and all our sins were covered by that blood. He went in, all those covered by the blood, they get to go in too.
他是为了我们的罪，他并不是说是为了他自己的罪，因为他是没有罪的，他是完美的。所以他进去呢，进到以后呢，他这一次的那个宝血呢，就遮盖了我们所有的人的罪。当我们的罪被永远遮盖以后呢，我们也可以进到至圣所里去。All
right, so verse 13 says the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of the heifer sprinkled on those who were ceremonially unclean, sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean.
第三节说说山羊和公羊的血并抹牛犊的灰，洒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净。
So the ceremonies provided an outward cleansing, a temporary cleansing for the sinner.
那种仪式呢，那种公牛羊血和牛犊灰的那个仪式呢，是实际上是提供给人在那个外观上的暂时的肉体上的那种罪的遮盖。
And then now the logic of it all, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God.
第十四节接着前面逻辑讲，何况基督藉着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血 岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生的神吗？
All right. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he went in, he cleansed our consciences.
所以呢，当主耶稣基督进到至圣所的时候呢，他洗净了我们的心，良心。
So, if you were living in the Old Testament, if you were following the laws of Moses, then when the priest went in, you said, I am covered for another year.
如果你住在旧约的那个时代呢，你遵循摩西的律法的时候呢，你说我的罪又被遮盖了一年。
But my conscience is still a problem because I know I haven't been forgiven. All that's happened is the judgment is deferred.
因为你说呢，那我的良心上的问题仍然没有解决。我知道我的罪被遮盖了，但是那只是延长了一年，一年以后才审判。
But because Jesus obtained redemption for us, we don't have the guilty conscience anymore.
因为主耶稣基督的呢，为我们赢得了永恒的救赎，所以呢，我们的良心呢，不再有问题了。
The wonderful story is this.
这个有个很奇妙的故事是这样。
Here's a man who hears the message of the gospel.
这里有一个人呢，他听到了福音的信息。
Conviction works on his heart, and he says, I know I've got a huge problem. I am a terrible sinner.
所以呢，那个呢，信心呢，说服了他的良心。他说，我知道我是一个很可怕的罪人。
He says, I'm in deep trouble. There's no hope for me. And he goes to bed at night and he cannot sleep.
于是呢，这个人说呢，我现在有很多的问题，所以我完全没有指望了。所以晚上呢，他上了床，他睡不着。He
doesn't know what to do. His conscience is working on him, working on him, working on him, working on him.
所以他其实不知道该怎么做，但是他的良心呢，就在他的身上一直让他感觉不安。Then
he hears the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. What happens next?
所以然后呢，他听到了主耶稣基督的福音，他信了主耶稣基督，那么下一步会发生什么呢？
He goes to bed, and he goes to sleep. And he says, Jesus has forgiven me. I don't have a guilty conscience anymore.
然后他就回到床上，他就睡着了。他说，主耶稣基督呢，饶恕了我一切的罪，我再没有一颗负罪的良心了。
I met a friend once.
他碰到一个朋友有一次。I
said to him, why are you smiling today?
我说你为什么今天在笑呢？
He said, I was in business.
他说我在做生意。I
lost a lot of money.
我失去了很多的钱。He
said, I owed a great deal of money. I couldn't pay it.
所以他说呢，我欠了一大笔债，我还不起的债。He
said, I declared myself bankrupt. I went to the judge yesterday.
因为呢，他说呢，我昨天去了法庭，然后呢，宣布破产了。And
he said to me, the law of Canada has been satisfied. You are declared a bankrupt. You don't owe anybody anything anymore.
因为呢，他说呢，加拿大的律法说呢，当你宣布破产以后呢，你就不会再欠任何人任何钱了。
Oh, he said, that's wonderful.
这个太奇妙了。I
got a better story for you.
有一个更好的故事。My
friend didn't like the Lord Jesus.
他的朋友呢，他不喜欢主耶稣基督。His
wife was a Christian, but he wasn't a Christian.
他的太太是一个基督徒，但他不是。He
heard the story about the Lord Jesus. And he heard that there was a heaven if you believed him, but there was hell if you don't believe him.
因为他听到了那样的福音，他知道呢，如果说你相信主耶稣基督的呢，那里有一个天堂；如果你不相信主耶稣基督的话呢，那里有个地狱。He
didn't understand it fully. In the middle of the night, he woke his wife, and he said to his wife, "Is it true? If I don't trust the Lord as my Savior, I will go to hell."
实际上呢，他不完全理解那个，但是呢，有一天晚上呢，他就醒了，他也把他妻子叫醒，他说：“那个是真的吗？如果我不相信主耶稣基督为我的个人救主，我会下地狱吗？”
He said, "Yes, that's true." And then she rolled over and went back to sleep.
所以呢，他太太说是，那是对的，然后他翻个身又睡着了。
And he lay in wait in bed, wrestling. And then he said, "Lord Jesus, I choose you. Please forgive me."
然后那个人呢，他就在床上，粘着完反复，他就睡不着，他就自己在那里挣扎。挣扎以后呢，最后他决定说：“主耶稣基督啊，我选择您为我的救主，求您赦免我。”
And then he rolled over and went back to sleep.
然后他翻个身就睡着了。
Okay, what about the conscience?
所以呢，良心是什么呢？
Jesus can heal the conscience, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death.
所以呢，实际上呢，主耶稣基督呢，他会治愈我们的良心，他的血呢，洗净了我们的良心，除去我们死的行为。
Some people say, I'll get into heaven all right. I will do what I can. I'll do my best. Everything's going to be fine.
有些人说呢，我会去到天堂的，因为我会去把我自己做的最好，我就把我能做的都做好了，所以一切都没有问题的。
So he says, well, I didn't really do it very good today or yesterday. Tomorrow, I'm going to work harder and I'll be good tomorrow.
他有一人说呢，今天呢，我也许做的不好，昨天也许做的不好，但是明天呢，我会更努力的去做，明天呢，我就会变得更好了。
And he sins tomorrow, so he says, I'm going to work harder. I'm going to be a good man. I'll work harder tomorrow.
所以呢，到了明天以后呢，他又说呢，我要更加努力的工作，我明天还要更加努力的工作，我要做一个好人。
And he keeps on trying by doing the good works, the acts that don't save, they just lead to death.
所以呢，那个人呢，他就一直在尝试去做他觉得那个给做的好事，但是那个好事呢，就没有用，直到把他带到死里去。
But when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, all those good works are valid service to the living God.
所以呢，实际上呢，你如果信了主耶稣基督为你的个人救主，所以你所做的一切的好的行为呢，都是去服侍神是有价值的。
So here's a man, and he says, "I'm going to do some good works."
这里有个人呢，他说我想做点好事。
Now what's going to be the effect of those good works?
所以呢，什么能够影响那些好事呢？
If he believes in Jesus, those good works are valid service for God.
所以呢，如果这个人呢，他相信主耶稣基督，那么他所做的所有的好行为呢，都是有价值的服侍神的事。
If you don't believe in Jesus, all those good works simply lead to death.
所以如果你不相信主耶稣基督呢，你所做的所有的好事呢，只是简单的把你引向死亡。
God had to say through Jeremiah, all your righteousnesses are like filthy rags. You can't do good until you believe in Jesus.
因为那个神呢，对那个耶利米说呢，你所做的一切的好事就像一块破布一样，没有什么用。你所有唯一能够做的就是相信主耶稣基督。
Mommy says, "Johnny, you are not doing what you should do. You have been a bad boy. You are a bad boy. You must do what you should do."
所以呢，妈咪跟那个江你说呢，江你，你的表现不好，你并没有做你该做的事，所以你所有要做的事呢，要表现好一点，做一个好孩子。
You go apologize to your brother, and then you make it right.
所以呢，你去跟你的哥哥说道歉，然后呢，把你做错的事纠正过来。
And Johnny can do one of two things. Johnny can say, "You're right, Mother. I apologize to Billy, and I will make it right."
所以呢，江妮呢可能会做两件事。他说：“妈妈，你是对的，我会向比利道歉，然后呢把那个错的事纠正过来。”
Or you can say, "No, Mother. I'm not wrong.You are wrong. I'll do it." And then Johnny says, "I'll say to Billy, I'm sorry. And then I will do it. But I'm right all along."
实际上呢，约翰那个 Johnny 呢，可能会对妈妈说，不，妈妈，你错了，我没有错。我可以去跟 Billy 说对不起，但是呢，我从来没有做错过，我一直都是对的，我会一直按照我的方式做下去。
Exactly the same works. But one leads to repentance and a clear conscience, and the other simply prolongs the evil through defiance.
实际上呢，他做的是同样一件事，就是去道歉那件事。一个呢，就引致呢你去悔改；另外一个呢，就导致呢这个人呢他就自以为意。
Now it's the blood of the Lord Jesus that makes humility, belief, and repentance right. It works because of the blood of the Lord Jesus, not because of the blood of goats, but because of the blood of the Lord Jesus.
因为这些主耶稣基督所流的宝血呢，它可以引起一个人他真的谦卑，然后真的去忏悔，去悔改。而不是说公牛啊羊的血可以做到那样。
All right, now verse 15. For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance.
所以第十五节说呢，为此主耶稣做了新约的中保，既然受死赎了人在全约之时所犯的罪过，并且蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。
This is the wonderful thing. Christ is the mediator of the new covenant. There's a covenant here, and because of the blood of Christ, he can bring that contract into effect between God and man, you and me.
所以这个呢，实际上是一个非常奇妙的事，因为主耶稣基督他是中保，他是那个神和我们之间的一个中保，他可以把我们和神之间的关系，就是你我和神之间的关系，人和神之间的关系带到一个和平的状态。
And the covenant says that if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will receive eternal inheritance. That's the covenant.That's God's contract. He says, "You believe it, and I will give you eternal life."
这个呢，就是说呢，这个新约呢，就是说叫那些蒙召之人得着所应许的永远的产业。这个呢，讲的意思就是说呢，这是神和人之间的一个合同。所以说呢，如果你相信主耶稣基督，我就给你永远的产业。
All this is effective because the last part of verse 15 says, "Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant."
这后面继续解释说呢，现在呢，他既然受死赎了人在前一月之下所犯的罪过。
The first covenant says, "I'm a sinner."
所以第一个那个约呢，说我是个罪人。
The second covenant says, "I've been forgiven."
第二个约呢，就说我们得到赦免了。
I guess it's just so absolutely wonderful. We have been set free from the sins that we committed under the first covenant.
所以这是一件非常呢 也重要的事，因为我们已经他既然说是赎了人的钱，因为之下就是所犯的罪过。
Sins don't come along, come alone, do they?
所以罪呢，它不是只是罪出来，是不是？
Sins usually come with a chain, and at the end of the chain is an element of enslavement.
所以呢，罪呢，通常是伴随着那个锁链，锁链呢，最后呢，就是把你变成了奴隶。
In the old days, sometimes there would be a prisoner. And the prisoner would, he would be put with a shackle around his ankle and a chain to a great big lead ball.
因为在以前那个时候呢，如果有人犯了罪呢，他们会在他的脚腕上呢，给他拴一个链子，然后链子那个头呢，是一个大铁球。
He really couldn't go anywhere because that ball kept him away from freedom. He could walk a few feet, but the chain was on him.
所以呢，这个人呢，他如果这样的话呢，他就走不了多远，因为他可以走几步。但实际上，当他走的时候呢，他脚上的那个脚面呢，拖着的那个球呢，就限制了他往前走，限制了他的自由。
All right.Sin always brings along with it a chain.
因为罪呢，通常是伴随着锁链而来的。
All right, and that chain is not very pleasant at all.
所以那个链子锁链呢，并不是很舒服的。
And so the hymn writer says this. He says, "My chains are snapped."The bond of sin is broken, and I am free.
那个赞美诗作者说呢，我的那个锁链已经被解开了，然后呢，我是已经得自由了。
Okay, that's marvelous. No other religion, not even the Old Testament religion, no other religion can provide that.
因为这是一件非常奇妙的事情，没有任何一个宗教，甚至说旧约里的那个宗教，能够提供这样的结果。
We can be set free from the sins that were committed under the first covenant.
我们可以呢，从我们在前约之下所犯的罪过里被赎出来，得自由。
Let me tell you the story of Romans chapter 5.
让我告诉一下那个在罗马书的第五章的故事。
God says this in Romans 5. When Adam sinned, God allowed Adam to sin. The devil gave Adam the fruit.
所以实际上呢，在这里讲的，当亚当犯罪的时候呢，神允许亚当犯罪。然后那个魔鬼呢，就给了他那个禁果。
But the devil took the crown from Adam, and Adam was supposed to be governor over all that he saw. The whole world was Adam's. Adam took the fruit, and the devil took the crown from Adam's head.
所以那个魔鬼呢，当亚当接过那个魔鬼的手上那个禁果的时候呢，那个魔鬼就从亚当的头上拿去了他的那个冠冕，因为亚当呢应该是他所看见的所有的事情的统治者。
And so Romans 5 says, sin reigned by death through Adam.
所以呢，罗马书说呢，那个罪呢就统治了世界，死亡就统治了，罪呢通过死亡，通过亚当统治了整个世界。
What a pathetic story.
这是一个多么深刻的故事。
But then the book of Romans chapter 5 says that Jesus came And he took the crown from sin and from death.
那罗曼书继续说呢，主耶稣基督来了，他从那个罪的手里接过了那个冠冕。
So Adam reigned, then sin reigned, then death reigned.
所以亚当呢，他统治了，然后罪就统治了，然后呢，死亡也开始统治了。
Then Jesus came and he took the crown from sin and from death and he put it on grace.
所以呢，然后主耶稣基督来了，他从那个死亡和罪里，哎，接过了那个冠冕，然后放到了恩典上面。
And where sin reigned, now grace reigns.
所以呢，罪在哪里？ 掌权，那么恩典也就在哪里掌权。And
what does grace do?
那么恩典做什么呢？
Grace takes the reign, puts it back on the head of the sinner, the crown puts it back on the head of the sinner again.
所以呢，恩典呢，把那个冠冕拿过来，重新戴在罪人的头上了。Adam
through sin forfeited it all.
因为亚当呢，因为罪就放弃了那个冠冕。Jesus
died, and by grace, he gives it all back to us.
所以主耶稣基督为我们而死了，借着他恩典呢，他把所有的一切都还给我们。What
would life on earth have been different? What would it have been like if Adam had never sinned?
所以呢，如果亚当从来没有犯过罪，那么这个世界会是什么样的呢？
You ever wondered that question?
你想过那个问题没有啊?
Would you like to know the answer?
所以你想知道那个结果?
Trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you'll find out.
所以呢，你信了主耶稣基督，你就会找到这样的答案。
In case you're not, well, in case you wonder, this is good news.
所以呢，你会是觉得呢，这是一个好消息。
Okay, so back again to verse 15. For this covenant, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant. Hallelujah. That those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. It's all there and it's all great news. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
所以呢，这个里面讲的呢，就是五节神为此，他做了新约的中保，哈利路亚。既然受死赎的人在前约之时所犯的这个，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。所以呢，所有的东西都摆在你面前，你就相信主耶稣基督，那这所有的一切都是你的了。Now
another picture.
另外一个画面。In
the case of a will, when someone dies, in the case of a will, it is necessary to prove the death of the one who made it.
第16节讲呢，凡有遗嘱的，这个遗嘱就是有些人死了立遗嘱，必须等到留遗命的人死了。Okay,
a friend of mine died. Nobody can do anything about that man until we get proof that he died.
因为他有一个朋友那个死了，没有人能够做任何事情，直到有证明那个人死了。But
when there's proof that he died, then all the benefits of the will come into play.
因为如果有证明那个人死了，所以他遗嘱里面所有的那些利益呢，就可以开始实施了。
So somebody says, my father left me $1 million, and I get that, I'm going to inherit $1 million.
有些人说呢，我父亲呢，给了我100万美元，所以呢，我准备去继承那100万美元。
So he goes to the bank and he says, I want $1 million, I want $100,000, because my father left me that in his will.
然后他就到银行去，他就跟他说呢， 我现在要取10万块钱，因为我爸爸 你给我留了100万的遗产。
And the banker says, is he dead yet?
所以那个银行的人说呢，你爸死了吗？
And the answer is, if he's not dead, then the will doesn't come into effect.
所以呢，答案就是说呢，如果他爸爸还没有死，那个遗嘱就不能执行了。
So the banker won't give him any money until he can prove that his father is dead.
所以银行人呢，不会给他一分钱，直到他能够证明他父亲已经死了。
So verse 17, because a will is in force only when somebody has died. It never takes effect while the one who made it is still living.
17节呢就是讲的这个，因为人死了，一命才有效力。若留一命的尚在，那一命还有用处吗？
And in this case, as in the Bible story in general, a contract is only enforced when there is blood in the contract.
所以呢，这个在圣经的一个总的原则就是这个约呢是有效，是否有效，只能是说在这个约里有没有血。
Okay, so if I make a deal with you, you're going to say, Harold, that's good, but I want you to sign here to make sure that this deal is in effect. You've said you'll do this. I've said I'll do that. But we need a signature to prove it.
所以呢，如果我跟你立了一个协议呢，你就会跟我说 Harold， 那个如果我们立协议的话呢，你要签字。只有当我们两个人都签了字以后，这个协议才能生效。
Now, in this case, in the old days, they didn't have a signature. They simply had blood. And the blood proved that the contract was real.
实际上在旧约的时候呢，他们不会说是去签字，他们就会用血呢，在上面按个印，这样呢，就证明他们之间这个协议是有效的。
Verse 18, this is why even the first covenant was not put into effect without blood.
所以八节说呢，所以前约也不是不用血立的。
So when the Ten Commandments were given, and when that was ratified, verse 19 says, when Moses had proclaimed every commandment of the law to all the people, he took the blood of calves together with water, scarlet wool, branches of hyssop, and sprinkled the scroll and all the people.
所以第十九就是说，因为摩西当日照着律法将各样的诫命传给众百姓，就拿朱红色绒和牛膝草，把牛犊山羊的血和水洒在书上，又洒在众百姓身上，说。
So Moses wrote out the words of the law.
所以摩西呢就把那个律法的那些字写下来了。
And then the people read it and swore to it.
然后呢，人们呢就百姓就读了，然后就发誓。
And then Moses sprinkled that contract on the paper. He sprinkled the blood to show that it was real. That was the equivalent of a signature, but far more meaningful.
实际上摩西呢就拿那个血呢就撒在这个立法的那个纸上，撒上去以后呢，然后就证明这个约就是有效的。但是这个撒上去的血呢，它的意义远远就超过它所撒上的那个意义。
Some people in Moses' day might have said, "Oh, the law isn't that important."
所以呢，在摩西时代呢，可能有些人说呢，律法并没有那么重要。
Moses would say, of course it's important. There's blood on that contract. You agreed to that blood. You agreed to the contract. Of course it's not only important, it is enforceable.
所以呢，实际上摩西说呢，当然这个律法是重要的，因为你知道，你读过，你把血撒在上面呢，你同意了，而且你也知道我们撒上血的目的呢，并不是说不是仅仅是它重要，而且这个律法是可以执行的。
And he said, therefore, this is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you to keep. You had to say, it's real. I've been commanded. God commanded me. It was sealed with blood.
第二节就是说呢,这是,这血是神与你们立约的凭据。
In the same way, verse 21, Moses sprinkled with the blood both the tabernacle and everything used in the tabernacle ceremony.
第二节又说呢,他又照样把血洒在帐幕和各样器皿上。
Was it real? Yes. How do we know it was real? It was all sealed with blood.
这是真的吗? 当然是真的。我们怎么知道它是真的呢? 是因为所有的都用血来封印。Was
the Old Testament covenant important? Yes. Verse 22.
旧约的那些约是重要的吗? 当然是重要的。第二十二节说。
In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
第二节说,按照律法说,房屋差不多都是用血洁净的。若不流血,罪就不得赦免了。Now
that was the Old Testament law.
这是旧约时代的律法。And
without the shedding of blood, there was no forgiveness of sin.
所以呢,没有那个流的血,就没有罪的赦免。Abel
said, I will bring a lamb for a sacrifice.
亚伯说呢,我会带一只羊来作为祭物。Cain
said, I will bring the very best vegetables, and I'll bring some beautiful fruit. I'll bring some peaches and some cherries. It'll really be nice.
该隐说呢,我会带一些蔬菜来,甚至带一些很漂亮的水果来,就像我带一点。 樱桃啊,带点草莓啊,这个都会变得非常美的。God
says, Cain, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
所以神说该隐呢,若不流血,就没有赦免。Cain
says, I won't shed.
该隐说,我不会流血。
God says, Cain, I can't forgive you.
所以神说该隐了,那么我就不会赦免你。All
right, so, verse 23. It was necessary then for the copies of heavenly things to be purified with these sacrifices. But the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these.
第二三节说,照着天上样式做的物件,必须用这些祭物去洁净,但那天上的本物自然当用更美的祭物去洁净。
In the Old Testament, with the tabernacle and all the elements in it, the whole ceremony was sealed with blood. Blood gave it the validity that it was real.
就是呢,在旧约的帐幕里呢,所有的仪式和所有的物件呢,他们实际上呢,他们都是定的,定的是因为这些用血在里面,让他们这些物件呢,都是定下来了。But
all of that is only a picture.
但那只是一个画面。
There is a heavenly tabernacle, and there are heavenly consequences against sin that must be dealt with.
因为实际上呢,在天上的那个帐幕里呢,它有,跟那个,所有那个地上的那些罪呢,必须要去应对。
And so the heavenly things had to be covered by better sacrifices than those Old Testament sacrifices.
因为那在天上的本物呢,自然当用更美的祭物去洁净。Therefore,
verse 24, for Christ did not enter a man-made sacrifice, there was only a copy of the true one, He entered into heaven itself.
第二细节说呢，因为基督并不是进入人手所造的圣所，乃是进了天堂。
Why did he enter into heaven?
他为什么要去天堂了？
To appear in God's presence for us.
就是为我们在神面前显现。
Why is he in heaven today?
他为什么今天在天堂里呢？
Well, one of the reasons is that you and I need him there.
所以呢，其中一个原因就是你和我需要他在那里。
Who's going to argue before God on my behalf?
谁会在神面前为我求情呢？
Jesus is in heaven for me.
所以主耶稣基督在天堂，他是为了我在那里。
Jesus is in heaven for you.
主耶稣在天堂也是为了你在那里。
Okay, we get excited about that.
我们为此感到非常兴奋的。
What a marvelous thing.
是一个多么神奇的事情。
All right, so he is in heaven for us, verse 25. Nor did he enter into heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood, and that not his own.
第六节说也不是多次将自己献上，将那大祭司每年带着牛羊的血进入圣所。
Jesus' story is not like that.
主耶稣基督的故事呢，跟那个不一样。
Verse 26 says, if that was the case, Jesus would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world.
第二节就是，如果是这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦了。If
he was just a priest after the order of Aaron, how often would he have had to die?
所以呢，如果他是那个按照亚伦的祭司制度下的一个祭司呢，那么主要死多少次呢？
Every year.
每年都要死一次。
Jesus died again. Jesus died again. Jesus died again.
主耶稣死了，又死了，又死了。
No. Verse 26 goes on, but now he's appeared once for all. And at the end of the ages, to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself.
第二十六节说呢，后半部分说是不是这样的。但如今呢，在这末世显一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
Was the death of Jesus good enough?
所以主耶稣基督的死是足够的吗？
Answer, yes.
答案是的。How
do we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
He only had to die once.
所以主耶稣基督呢，只需要死一次。What
kind of salvation do we get?
我们得到了什么样的救恩呢？
A perfect salvation.
一个完美的救恩。An
enduring salvation.
所以呢，是一个永恒的救恩。A
satisfaction. That satisfies God and that satisfies you and me. We have the perfect salvation.
所以呢，这样呢，让神也悦纳，让我们呢也满足，所以我们有一个完美的救恩。
Now remember that these people had to decide whether they're going back to Moses or whether they're going on with Jesus.
所以大家记住，这些人呢，他必须做出决定，他们是回到摩西那里去呢，还是继续跟随着主耶稣？
What are you going to do?
他们会怎么做呢？
He said, listen, I'm going with Jesus. Okay? Moses was a good guy, and we appreciate him very much. But what he offered wasn't very good.
你会说我会继续跟随着主耶稣的，因为摩西他是个好人。 他那个呢，没什么不好，但是他所做的呢却不够。Okay,
sooner or later, I'm going to need a new car.
所以呢，迟迟早早我会买一辆新车。Some
of my friends say it's going to be sooner than later.
所以呢，我的有些朋友说你最好早点买。
What kind of a car do I want?
我想要买一个什么样的卡呢？车呢？
Well, I could get a car that's going to break down every few miles. I could get a car that's broken already, the fender's falling off, and the seats don't work.
因为我可以，我不想拿到这样的车，就是走开几公里就坏了。或者说一个车一买了就是所有的东西都坏了。
I could get a car that's going to get me to where I want to go 5 times out of every 10 times I get into it.
所以呢我会买一辆车如果说我去一个地方开那个车去10次它只能5次把我带到那里去了吗
Or I could get a car that's going to be brand new with a 10-year warranty and everything's working fine.
现在我还是不是要买一辆车它那个可以完全新的每一件东西都是完美的然后有10年的保修期的呢
So I say to the man, what are you going to charge me for that old car? He says, that'll cost you $10,000.
所以呢我会跟那个人说呢这个车呢要花多少钱买他说要10,000块钱。
And I say, well, what are you going to charge me for that new car?
我说那个新车呢你要花多少钱买呢
He says, well, you might find that hard to believe, but we're going to give it to you.
他就说呢你可能不会相信我免费送给你。
What do you think I'm going to do?
你说我会做什么呢
Okay, I'm not going to take that bucket of junk. I'm going to take the new car for nothing.
因为我不会去要那个旧车了我会要那个新车因为新车是完全免费。
Can you think of any reason why you wouldn't want the gospel of Jesus Christ?
所以呢你可以去想出任何一个原因为什么你想要主耶稣基督的福音吗
I think the story is true of Joe Reese.
我认为那个 Joe Reese 的那个故事是真的。
He sat down with a man on a morning about 9 o'clock in the morning, and the man said to him, I'm going to tell you the story of the gospel. And for 10 minutes, he explained this story to Joe.
所以呢然后那个人呢在早晨9点钟那个旧瑞士呢就坐下来那个人说呢我会用10分钟来跟你讲一个福音的故事。这就是这个故事他告诉旧瑞士。
And then the man said to him, can you think of any good reason why you would say no to that offer?
所以呢他说呢那个人就跟就是说呢你可以想出任何一个好的理由说你不想要我给你的这个提供的这个计划吗
And Joe said, no, I can't think of any good reason why I should say no.So I'm going to say yes.
所以就说呢我想不出任何的一个好的理由来拒绝你所以我要接受你的那个提供。
Now verse 27 says, just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment.
所以第27节说按照命定人人都有一死死后就要审判。
Would you remember that? Every...Man is going to die.
记住这个，每个人都会要死的。
And each of us are going to face judgment after we die.
因为我们每个人呢，在我们死后呢，都要面临着审判。
You'd better get ready.
你最好准备好。
I had a friend who was a lawyer.
我有一个朋友是律师。
I said to him, you're going to die one day. Have you hired a good lawyer?
我跟他说呢，有一天你会死的，你雇了一个好的律师吗？
He wouldn't think of going to court without having a good lawyer to defend him.
所以呢，他不会说是去法庭不找一个好的律师为他辩。
He's going to die. Who's going to defend him?
如果他要死了谁会为他辩护呢
When you die, who's going to defend you?
你死了以后是会为你辩护呢?
It's going to be very easy. Jesus is going to defend me.
这个非常简单,
and God is going to say, Harold, did you do that bad thing?
医生会跟我说, Harold,
and in shame, I'm going to say yes.
所以极其羞愧的我会说我
And God might say, Harold, what have you got to say for yourself?
那神会说,Harold,那怎么办呢?你自己该怎么说呢?
And I will say, I'm a sinner, I'm guilty.
我会说呢,我是个罪人,我有罪。
And Jesus will be standing beside me.
主耶稣基督就会站在我的旁边。
And he will say, it's okay, Harold. It's okay, God. I paid for that sin. It's all forgiven.
主耶稣基督说,Harold,没事了,神也没事了,因为我为那个罪付上了赎价,所有的罪都得到赦免了。It's
appointed unto men once to die, and after death the judgment, and I have been forgiven. Hallelujah!
因为按照命定,人人都有死后且有审判,我被赦免了,Hallelujah!
You can't beat this stuff, can you? Absolutely marvelous.
你不可能找到比这更好的,这是绝对的神奇的事。
I tell you, if you read that in any other book, you wouldn't believe it.
所以我告诉你,如果你在其他的书里看到这样的事情,你不会相信的。
All right. Verse 28 says, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him.
28节说像这样,基督既然一次被献,担当了多人的罪,将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现。 并以罪无关,
All right, I will die once to face judgment.
所以呢,按照命定,我会死了,我会面对审判。
Jesus died once to take away the sin of people like me.
主耶稣基督呢,死了一次,他就呢,除去了世人的罪,包括我在内。
Had a good deal?
这是一个好的交易吗?
I die once to face judgment. He died once, so I don't have to face judgment.
所以呢,我按照命令要死,死了呢,就面对审判。他为我而死,所以我就不用面对审判。But
he's going to appear a second time. He came once, he's coming back again.
所以呢,主耶稣基督还会第二次显现,因为他来了一次,他会再一次回来。
And he's going to come to complete the salvation that he made for us. He'll come back without sin to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him.
他那奶奶就是要完成那个救恩的计划,他向那些期盼他的人第二次显现,并与罪无关的,是为拯救。
You're waiting for him?
你等待主耶稣基督吗?
You say, oh yeah, this is marvelous. It's marvelous when we don't see him. It's marvelous when we can't touch him. It's marvelous when he is not tangibly here. How much better when he comes?
实际上呢,这是非常神奇的,当我们看不见主耶稣基督的时候,当我们第二次能够看见他的时候, 我们能够摸到他的时候,那是更美的,所以这个是多好的一件事。
One more story, my friend was living in Scotland.
你再讲一个故事,我的一个朋友呢,住在苏格兰。
She had a boyfriend. He'd moved to Canada in order to study medicine.
所以呢,他有一个男朋友,他男朋友呢,来到加拿大学医。
And he completed his medical degree And she moved to Canada to live with him. And by the grace of God, they are living delightfully today.
所以呢，实际上呢，当那个男的呢完成了他的学医的学业以后呢，他的女朋友也搬到了加拿大来了，然后他们今天呢仍然是一对极其幸福的夫妻。
There was another man who came to her afterwards in Scotland.
所以呢，这个有另外一个人到在苏格兰的时候来找这个女的。
And he said to her, maybe you should consider marrying me. I'm not away off in Canada. I'm right here. Why don't you marry me?
所以那个男的跟那个女的说呢，你的男朋友远在加拿大，我在苏格兰，为什么你不跟我结婚呢？
He said, I can't do that. My heart's in Canada with him.
所以呢，那个女的说，我不能嫁给你，因为我的心在加拿大，跟我们的男朋友在一起。
So she married him probably 50 years ago.
所以呢，他们结婚大概是50多年之前结的婚。
Do you think she's saying, oh, I wish I'd stayed in Scotland?
你认为他会说我应该是留在苏格兰吗？
No.
不会的。 So
when she first loved him, he was in Canada, she was in Scotland. But then she got him and he got her and they've been happy. She didn't want to go back to Scotland.
所以呢，实际上她刚开始爱她的时候呢，她在苏格兰，然后她男朋友在加拿大，然后呢，她又男的加拿大，她嫁给了她的男朋友，他们两个人结婚了，所以这个女的不想再回到苏格兰去了。
How much more we rejoice in Jesus today when he's in heaven and we're on the earth.
所以呢，我们有多么大的喜乐，今天呢？ 主耶稣在天堂里，我们在地球上。
When we get to heaven, maybe 100 years from now, just think about what's going to happen 100 years from now. You're living in heaven with Jesus.
所以当我们呢，100年以后，我们再去天堂的时候，你想一想，从100年以后会发生什么？100年以后，我们进了天堂，跟主耶稣基督在一起的时候。
Are you going to say, oh, I wish I'd gone back to Vancouver. I'd like to go back to Vancouver and have some snow. And no, you're not going to say that. You're going to be with Jesus.
所以你到天堂以后，你会说我想回到温哥华，因为温哥华会下雪。那你不会那么讲，因为你会跟主耶稣就在天堂里永远在一起。
Okay, verse 24 again. Or what number, verse 28 again. So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. And we say, hallelujah, I'm waiting for you, Jesus.
第28节说像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，与罪无关。 乃是为了拯救他们，我们说哈利路亚，主耶稣基督，我要等待您的显现。All
right, well again, that's our chapter and our time, and we're just going to ask the Lord to bless us again today. What a wonderful salvation we have in Jesus Christ.
今天我们今天呢时间已经到了，所以我们要来做一个结束的祷告。
Here's the question. When you first decided to trust Jesus as your Savior, did you think it was going to be this good?
所以呢，这里是一个问题。当你最开始决定相信主耶稣基督的时候，你想过会有这么好吗？
No, you say, the Christian life doesn't get easier, but it sure gets better. I love all the promises. I love all the wonderful things Jesus has done for me.
所以呢，你会说呢，是的，主耶，刚开始做一个基督徒的生活，不会变得很容易，但会是变得更好，一天比一天好。我们也非常感恩，感谢主耶稣基督所为我们做的这一切。 奇妙的事儿。
All right, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you so much for the promises of God.
主啊，我们要极度的感恩，为了神的应许。
And Lord, we probably have a hard time believing your promises if in fact so many of them have not already come true in our lives.
主啊，我们也可能有时候很难相信您的应许，因为很多应许还没有完完全全来到我们的人生之中。
We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要为主耶稣基督献上感恩。
We thank you for the work he did.
我们为主耶稣基督所做的功而感恩。
We thank you for the blood he shed.
我们要为他为我们流的宝血献上感恩。
And we thank you for the blessings that we have entered into because of the blood that he shed.
因为我们也非常感恩，因为主耶稣基督为我们所流的宝血，我们所能得到的这样的各样的福气。
And we give thanks now, Lord Jesus, in his name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay, so what you've learned is that there's lots of good stories in the Bible.